November 25th, 1963.
Ascot and the presidential family and dignitaries are now in St. Matthew's Cathedral for the low pontifical requiem mass for President Kennedy.
Lord.
military band now playing Hail to the Chief. The honor guard standing in salute to their fallen chief. The casket now following the honors. The casket bearers are now removing the casket from the caisson. They will proceed into the cathedral. The casket will be placed onto the catafalque. Funeral mass will begin. A final salute from the military, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now solemnly proceeding into the cathedral. And now the color guard proceeding up the steps, followed by the casket bearers. Sailor bearing the personal flag of the President of the United States. Now proceeding behind the casket. Cardinal Cushing. Down the aisle of the cathedral. The casket bearers representing members of the U.S. Armed Services, each branch, have been with the late president since Friday night. Their hats.
The solemn procession moves up the aisle of the church.
Everybody hold still now.
The procession being led by the cross reminds us that it was through the cross of Jesus that death was defeated. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and we follow in his footsteps. The celebrant, as he processed up the aisle, recited Psalm 129. The psalm sings of our complete helplessness and dependence upon God. It concludes on a confident note that with the Lord there is mercy, and with him plenteous redemption. The celibate now removes the cape or cope and puts on the proper vestments for the celebration of Mass. John Fitzgerald Kennedy holds title to a special place in our hearts and in our prayers. Thus many have gathered here in final testimony and tribute. Ascends the altar and will now recite the first hymn or chant of the Mass. The entrance song for funeral Mass pleads for eternal rest for the dead and reminds us that all that is flesh and blood must come before the throne of God.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison.
After greeting all present, the Cardinal invites them all to pray. We pray that John Fitzgerald Kennedy may be spared all punishment and taken into paradise.
Oh.
The first reading from the sacred scripture is taken from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians. Make no haste, brethren, about those who have gone to their rest. You are not to lament over them, as the rest of the world does, with no hope to live by. We believe, after all, that Jesus underwent death and rose again. Just so, when Jesus comes back, God will bring back those who have rested through him.
The explanation of the Mass in English is being made by Father Leonard Hurley.
The solemn reading of the Bible is followed by a lesson which serves as an additional food for thought. The first of these, for example, certainly reminds us of President Kennedy. The just man shall always be remembered. He shall fear no evil reports. The celebrant is reading a 13th century hymn, the Dies Irae. This hymn is a Christian meditation on the day of death. A non-Catholic has described this magnificent hymn as solitary in its excellence. The secret of its irresistible power lies in the awful grandeur of the theme. The intense earnestness and pathos of a poet, the simple majesty and the solemn music of its language, the stately meter, the triple rhythm, all combine to produce an overwhelming effect, as if we heard the final crash of the universe, the commotion of the openings of graves, the trumpet of the archangel summoning the living and the dead. And so the King of tremendous majesty, seated on the throne of justice and mercy, and ready to dispense everlasting life or everlasting woe. Now comes the most important reading of the Mass, the proclamation of the Holy Gospel. The Cardinal prays that he may be worthy to perform this sacred task. All stand to demonstrate this respect for the Word of God.
Sequentia Sancti Evangelii Secundum Ioannem. In your temper dixit mater radiesum Domine, si fuisse sic pratem meus non fuisset mortuus, et abuncio quia quaecunque.
At that time Martha said to Jesus, if thou hast been here, my brother would not have died. And I know well that even now God will grant you whatever thou asks of him. Thy brother, Jesus said to her, will rise again. Martha said to him, I know well enough that he will rise again at the resurrection, when the last day comes. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, although he be dead, will live on. And whosoever has life and has faith in me, to all eternity cannot die. Dost thou believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that thou art Christ, thou art the Son of the living God.
The first part of the Mass having been completed, we now begin the offertory, preparation of the gifts. Celebrant has presented the bread, which is to be consecrated in just a few moments. Here, the wine is presented on behalf of all who have gathered themselves in this work of worship. Celebrant prays over our gifts and reminds us that as often as this memorial of Christ's sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is carried on. As we offer our fruits and the praise to God, we pray to God for John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the servant of God, that he may be given everlasting rest. In a moment, the Cardinal will invite all to join with the angels in unceasing prayer before the throne of God.
Omnia secula seculorum.
Amen.
Dominus vobis.
Sessum
quod nunc. Facis agamus domino Deo nostrum.
Justum est.
Ere dignum et justum est. Ecum et salutare. Nos tibi semper et ubique gratias agere. Domine sancte pater omnipotens aeternit est. Per Christum Deo nostrum. In qua nobis pes meiare resurrectionis sepulte, et quos confista certa moriendi conditio, eostem consolato futuri immortalitatis promissio. Tu es aena venelibus domine, vita mutato non tolito, et dissoluta terrestris, hui es incolatus domo, et terner in celis apparatio comparato.
Thus begins the canon, the central prayer of thanksgiving, through which Christ renews his work of redemption in our midst.
Benedictus, we made it a nominee, dominate, was honor and
In the first part of the canon, the priest again asks God the Father to accept the sacrifice. Then he prays for the whole church. Next he prays for the faithful on earth, mentioning by name those for whom the Mass is being offered, and including in a special way those who are actually present. Spreading his hands over the offerings, he prays, "We therefore beg you to accept, O Lord, this offering of our worship and that of the whole household." Taking the bread into his hands, he recites the solemn words which Christ used at the Last Supper. This is my body. Now blessing the chalice, he recites the words of Christ himself as he consecrates the wine. "For this is the chalice of my blood of the new and eternal covenant, the mystery of faith which shall be shed for you and for many unto the forgiveness of sins." The prayers after the consecration call to mind the passion, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord. Now the cardinal prays for the faithful departed, that they may have comfort and peace, naming in particular in this Mass our late beloved President, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
It sees Dominic Ormus and greatest Greece and of his local refugee, Lucius the Pontius, and Lucius the Champion, the Christian Dominus us tomorrow. No, Miss Quoque, Picador. And to resign to the martyr that my dear was when you want to step from Martina, Honest, Ignatius, Alexander, Martellini, Pacer, Finish, Italian, Perfetto, Agatha, Lucas, Nate, Jacinian, Ascension, Assigned to Stuart, into Colonel's Consortium, Honest, Martin, Murray, Savannah, Persons, Bartier, Amity, for Christian, and Honest. If we make omni, nominate, and follow, and pray, I do because, if we be God's, Venetians, that priest, God's, no.
Through Christ and with him, and in him is given to you, God the Father Almighty, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory, forever and ever.
Oramnia secula secula.
Amen.
Oramus fecepta sanatanibus mornati, et divina institutione famante ordemus dicere. Ora nostre, qui es in cede sanctificete nomen tuum, ad venia regnum tuum, via voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Pane nostrum quotidiana nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus veturibus nostris, et nos inducas in tentationem.
Celebra nos malo.
Amen, leave us ways with Domini, Vomus, Malus, Paterus, Paisenibus, et Futurus, et Inicius, et Bionicles, et Iotus, and Virgin, et Age, and Reach, and Maria, come beyond us, and pause, and who's Paterus, Father.
With the celebrant we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Like Domini sit semper vobiscum. Ecclesia consecrata corpus sanguine et nomine nostri Jesu Christi fiat excipienibus nobis in a vitam aeternam. Amen. Agnus Dei qui dolus peccata mundi, Donis requiem. Agnus Dei, qui dolus peccata mundi, donis requiem. Agnus Dei, qui dolus peccata mundi, donis requiem sempiterna. Donis Christi fide Dei, vivi fide, ex mortali Fathers, corporani, spiritus sanctus, mortis corporis, et in me peroxa, qui venit orbis, et sanguis, et bonus, et gratis, et mortis, et qui duus semper nere, et as ad nunquam separari min os. We come here on your part, we spirit of sign, the people reign in the air, second one, the second woman. Chapter 4, we do it on the mercy, to put the good egg, and then you shall assume a rape and wound. On me, we may ditch him, we come to God, and on chapter 2, we appear to all the poor, to me, I to the mental, and my name, we be with you, and we be the reign of the apart, the God, the spirit of sign, the dead. On me, I take a last, take a long time. Barnum celestum accipiam, et a nomen domine in the God. Domine non sum dignus. Intra sedecta meam, satana di grabo et salava di rana meam. Domine non sum dignus. Intra sedecta meam, satana di grabo et salava di rana meam. Domine non sum dignus. Intra sedecta meam, satana di grabo et salava.
The celebrant now receives the communion. The Holy Eucharist is a living symbol of union, the union of all the faithful of Christ, living and dead. The Holy Eucharist is the daily bread that Christians everywhere devoutly pray for. For the Catholic, the sacramental body of Christ received in the Eucharist is the Christ whom those who die in the Lord will meet in heaven. It is this mystery, together with others, that enables the Christian to utter the prayer contained in the preface of this Requiem Mass. For those who are faithful to you, Lord, life is not taken away, it is transformed. When this earthly abode is no more, an everlasting dwelling place awaits them in heaven.
Oh.
Fully take part in the holy sacrifice and to do what our Lord wants, the congregation receives the sacramental body of Christ from the hands of the priest. To the message of God's love, the liturgy takes the form of an act of thanksgiving, or Eucharist. This word, which is used only in connection with religion, may surprise those to whom it has never been explained. The ordinary word thanksgiving is no substitute for the work, the Eucharist. Thanked our human benefactors, we often fear we have discharged our obligation to them. But with God, the position is quite different. It is indeed fitting and right, our duty, our salvation always and everywhere, to give thanks to you. At the missal, the priest recites the communion anthem. This short verse is all that remains of a much longer chant of past ages. The cardinal greets the people and then invites us all to pray. Almighty God, may this sacrifice cleanse from sin the soul of your servant, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who is gone from this world. And so may he receive forgiveness and everlasting rest from you.
Amen.
Mass itself has been completed. Cardinal Cushing now moves to remove the principal Mass vestments, the chasuble. cardinal now seated on a throne. The congregation seats. The Most Reverend Philip M. Hannon, Auxiliary Bishop of Washington, D.C., having paid his reverence to the prelates, major clergy, now ascends the pulpit.
Mrs. Kennedy and children, beloved mother and members of the family, the President of the United States, your majesties and distinguished heads of government, representatives of distinguished heads of state, your eminence, Cardinal Cushing, your excellency, the Most Reverend Representative of the Holy Father, Your Excellency, the Archbishop and Bishops, Monsignor Cartwright, Your Excellencies, the Ambassadors, the Speaker of the House, distinguished members of the Judiciary, the Congress, the Government, and distinguished friends all of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It was thought that the most appropriate commemoration of this heartbreaking event would be the expression of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy's ideals and sources of inspiration in his own words. President John Kennedy was fond of quoting the Holy Bible. In the last dinner of his life, in Houston, Texas, last Thursday night, he applied to a friend, as it should be applied to him, this combination of passages from the Proverbs and the prophecy of Joel. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And where there is no vision, the people perish. And to those who shared his vision in this land and abroad, he had said 2 months ago to the United Nations, "Let us complete what we have started. For as the scriptures tell us, no man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." At this time of sorrow and burden, he would have us remember the passages from Joshua and Isaiah he had used in accepting the presidential nomination. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Finally, in his last hours, President Kennedy had prepared these words for Dallas and for the nation. The righteousness of our cause must always underlie our strength. For as was written long ago, except the Lord guard the city, the guard watches in vain. The following is one of his favorite passages from Scripture, from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant, A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And now as the final expression of his ideals and his aspirations, his inaugural address. We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friends and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans, born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Let both sides unite to heed in all corners of the earth the command of Isaiah to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free. All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin. In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than mine, will rest the final success or failure of our course. Since this country was founded, each generation of Americans has been summoned to give testimony to its national loyalty. The graves of young Americans who answered the call to service surround the globe. Now the trumpet summons us again, not as a call to bear arms, though arms we need, not as a call to battle, though embattled we are, but a call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle, year in and year out, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, a struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself. In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation, the energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
Bishop Hannon has just read favorite selections of President Kennedy, taken from the Holy Scripture and from some of his major addresses, as requested especially by Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. Cardinal Cushing, having reverenced the altar, now moves to the bier. A wonderful prayer in its simplicity and confidence is the following. The departed has indeed been a sinner because he was human, but he was sealed with the seal of the Holy Trinity in baptism. He believed in the triune God, and therefore the Church confidently hopes for mercy from the same all-loving God.
Mary, Octave, Madre, Ritchimus, Sionis, Vedum, Vibet, Insignitas, Sinaculos, Sancte, Trinitatis, Vivibus, Regna, Sin, Secula, Seculor. Libra me, Domine, De Morte, Eterna, In Die Ile, Tremenda. Quando Celi, Momenti, Sunet, Terra. Non vain of issue to God, I say, Colon Perigna. Payments factus omega, et timae.
Deliver me, O Lord, from everlasting death on that dread day of terror, when the heavens and the earth will be shaken, as thou dost come to judge the world by fire. I am in fear and in trembling at thy judgment, and the wrath that is to come, when the heavens and the earth shall be shaken. That day will be a day of wrath and of misery and of ruin, a day of grandeur and of horror, as thou dost come to judge the world by fire. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let thy perpetual light shine upon him. Pausing now, the cardinal places incense over hot coals in a censer. This action is filled with biblical symbolism. The smoke rising to heaven, indicative of our prayers of supplication.
Kindly say the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Our Father, art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
While the cardinal recites the Our Father with the people, he goes around the bier and sprinkles the corpse with holy water thrice on each side. Then in the same way he incenses it.